Fire Chief Gary Bushberger, first of all, you've announced your retirement. You've been thinking about this for a while?
I have. It's one of those things that takes some considerations, and, you know, some days you really want to do it. Some days it's the last thing on your mind. But I've been thinking about it for a while and decided that it was time.
You've got a long career in firefighting, not just here in Wausau, but elsewhere. So this is something that'll be very hard to walk away from.
You make a point there. I started in 1973, so it's been quite a while.
What's next after this?
No specific plans at all. You know, I'm going to take a look and see what opportunities are out there. I'm going to see if what's available, and just take some time off and decompress for a while.
Once in a while, we see people that retire from the fire and police services end up serving on the Police and Fire Commission. Is that an opportunity or an option?
Well, I'm not shutting the door to any possibilities at all. I think that might be something I'd be interested in, but that's a decision that the mayor and the city is going to have to make down the road.
As we look down the road, you've given quite a bit of time for the city to find your replacement. So what happens now, and what happens as you get close to that replacement time?
Well, the recruitment process for department head position is handled by the Human Resources Department in the city and the Police and Fire Commission for police chiefs and fire chiefs. So those two organizations will get together and decide what the processes that they want to use to do this. I'm sure there will be inputs from the mayor and possibly even the council. And they'll lay out a procedure and a timeline, and they'll move forward from there.
Your last day is coming up in January, I understand?
Yes, my last day will be January 31st.
You've got a structure here in place where there are other people that can take an interim chief position, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's law enforcement or fire service, we always have people that can step in and handle everybody else's job, and it's no different with me. I have a deputy chief who is absolutely fantastic. He will be able to handle this job with no blips at all, and I'm hopeful that he will apply for a permanent position here. And there are others in the department that will be able to handle the job day to day, whether I'm here or not.
Which deputy chief are you speaking of?
I'm talking about the only one I've got, Philip Brentmeester.
And that happens most likely in January. The city will have some time to find your replacement, but do you think it'll happen soon?
I don't believe that there will be any overlap time. I know that the process will probably begin rather soon, but I don't know what the timeline is, and I really don't expect there'll be any overlap between me and whoever is selected.
You've been the chief 15, 16, 17 years. I lost count. Help me out.
Just short of 16 years.
A lot has changed in that time. What do you notice as the most significant change in firefighting and fire management?
Well, you know, for this department, I think we brought some real positive programs up into the department. And for the city, you know, we developed paramedic level EMS service. We've upgraded all of our fire apparatus and equipment. We use a lot more modern equipment. We train to a more modern and pertinent level of capability than we did years ago when I was a young tailboard man and hot nozzleman. So there's a lot of positive changes. We didn't even have thermal imagers here when I started, and that was one of the things that we got for the department early on. And now it's a standard piece of equipment we wouldn't operate without.
Things have changed a lot over the years.
Absolutely. No question about it. And most of it is for the good, and, you know, I'm on board with all of it. I think I've brought this department forward. I think it's about ready to step to the next level, and I think it's time for a new chief to take that step and move this department even further up the line.
As you prepare to retire, do you have any goals that didn't quite get met before your time comes?
There's always things on the plate that you wanted to get accomplished and didn't, but I'm pretty satisfied with everything. So I'll have to say I'm pretty well satisfied.
Retiring Wausau Fire Chief Gary Bushberger.